家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你收听今天的潘琪 Jenny 告诉你。
嗨，大家好，我是 Michael， 谢谢你来今天。
好，那我们今天的节目呢，来自于很多英语学习者都非常喜爱的《经济学人》杂志，他最近有一篇新出炉的文章，讲到了我们中国的品牌现在是横扫全世界，风靡全世界。
So from The Economist,there was this really interesting article. It says Chinese brands are sweeping the world good.
Sweeping, 这个词它是个动词嘛，有一个意思就是扫啊，比如扫地 ,sweep the floor, 对吧？
Yeah, it's a very strange phrase, but if you think about it, if you're sweeping a room, you do the entire room, right? Top to bottom, left to right. So we kind of mean this in the way that, you know, Chinese brands are expanding and growing around the world.
好，那这篇文章的副标题呢，就说到中国的品牌啊，在各行各业，从快餐到电玩游戏，这些新的品牌在崛起，而且是在全世界的范围内都在留下自己的印记。
From fast food to video games, new marquees. You know? New marquees is another word that basically means brands, right? So it's another word that basically means like a copyright or a new brand.
对这个词的拼写呢是 marque 啊，然后复数后面加 s，然后通常当我们 and you even hear the term marquee brands or a marquee name，意思就是他们已经是蛮成功了。如果你还是一个没有人知道的小品牌，就是 you're not a marquee brand, right? So these are quite successful brands. 而且呢，他们是在全世界啊 ，they are making their mark. 好多的 M 啊，这句句子里。
Right. So making your mark basically means that you're making a difference or you're leaving an impression on the world. These are very successful brands, as you said.
好，那既然讲到这个 fast food 啊，我们现在中国的蜜雪冰城很厉害，已经超过了麦当劳，成为全球连锁门店最多的一个快餐企业。
So, 蜜雪, a purveyor of ice cream and cold drinks, right? So, purveyor means a supplier, right? A supplier of these different foods has dethroned McDonald's as the world's largest fast food chain.
那我看到 dethrone 这个词啊，我脑子里第一个想到的就是《权力的游戏》Game of Thrones.
Right. So it's a really great metaphor, right? If you think about a king or a queen, they're wearing a throne on their head. If D is kind of like a negative meaning, then we're taking away the throne from the king, right? We are
就像那些有国王的国家啊，君主制的国家，他的国王或者王后 is the throne, 对吧？然后他是可以是一个名词，象征那个他头上戴的皇冠或者王位。那这里呢，作为动词 to dethrone a company, dethrone McDonald's, 就是 they are no longer sitting at the throne.
Exactly.
好，那除了蜜雪以外呢，我们还有一个很成功的这个快餐饮料品牌霸王茶姬， Michael 知道吗？
我知道 Yes.
哎，你还蛮潮的嘛，你喝过吗？
No, I've never drank it, not this brand, but I've drinking many bubble teas before, yes.
对，因为茶姬它现在在加拿大，在温哥华还没有店，但可能也快了，因为他们在纽约之前上市了嘛。So I think they're eyeing, you know, really to fast track their global expansion.
Exactly. So茶姬, as you said, is a chain of tea shops that is on track to have 1,300 stores outside of China. On track, if you think about a car on the road, right? We're talking about in the direction, right? They're going to have 1,300 stores outside of China.
对，因为 track 的意思就是跑道或者轨道，对吧？ On track 的时候呢，意思就是你是在这条既定的道路上面。当我们在形容目标的时候，通常它的意思就是 you will reach your goal, 是吧？
Exactly. So it's on track plus a verb. So it's on track to do something, right?
诶，关于茶姬，我还想问你的，它的这个英语品牌名啊，当然 comes from the Chinese, CHAGEE。作为一个 native speaker, 你第一看到你会读茶姬 or 茶姬
Yeah, I would think 茶姬, but I always think about 汉语拼音, so maybe native speakers think it's 茶姬.
哦，你就说没有学过拼音的人，他不知道这个 G 在中文里面是发歌的音，所以他会读 G。
嗯，
茶几啊 ，make sense， 因为中文的那个粥啊，英语里面是 congee，c o n g e e， right？ G， no one says congee， yeah。
嗯，
好，那不管是茶几还是这个 article 又讲到了泡泡玛特、拉布布，他们在全球范围内呢，都掀起了一股热潮啊。
Yeah, so real chat, I mean, you're talking about buzz, right? This word buzz, it really means the excitement about something that is coming soon. For example, there's a lot of buzz about this new movie coming out. People really say that.
对，现在不是有那个新的 F1 电影吗？ Rapid 啊什么的， there's a lot of buzz around that. 讲到英语学习，如果一个词，比如互联网上最近很热， we actually call it a buzzword.
嗯，没错。
Oh, 然后也可以把它变成一个形容词，比如 Labubu, it's very buzzy, like Popmart is a very buzzy brand.
Exactly. So everybody's talking about it. You can see it on social media. Like there's a lot of search for this word.
好，那这篇文章呢，接着又说了，与现在中国品牌的非常高调啊，在全世界市场都非常受欢迎不同的是，之前那海外的一些消费者其实他们已经买中国的产品很多很多年了，几十年了。但是呢，以前中国品牌它可能出海的时候，就是很想本土化 localize， 然后就不太会非常高调的宣扬自己是中国的。
Yeah, so the story says, talking about Shein and Temu, right, that they won over, they became very successful while downplaying their Chinese origins. So in the past, it wasn't obvious that these were Chinese companies. I think this is actually changing a lot. Downplaying basically means that you're not emphasizing something, right? You're kind of, you're being very modest. You're trying to like reducing the emphasis on it.
对，所以如果你很成功，但你要低调，just downplay your success. 哎，那有没有 upplay 呢？ Is that a word?
No, not really. We might say emphasize. Emphasize would be the positive version.
好，那 Shein 卖衣服的真的全球市场都非常受欢迎。然后 Temu 呢，就是拼多多在海外的这个名字啊。Indeed, they've been very successful, 但一开始是有点 downplay Chinese origins. 可是就像 Michael 说的，其实近两年来好像情况改变了很多，反转了很多。
All right, now, as you said, these new firms are overturning those old assumptions, right? So overturning would be maybe to reverse something or to do the opposites, right?
其实我觉得这个词很形象啊，你要 turn 一个东西，而且是把它 turn it over， 翻过来，来翻转，就是跟以前的是一个 opposite。
Exactly. So doing the opposite in this case. So we used to assume that Chinese companies wouldn't talk about being Chinese, but now these new firms are, which is really exciting.
对。因为以前这些 downplaying 它可能是基于一些海外消费者对中国品牌自己的一些假设。
Exactly. So this would be an assumption. To assume something is when you believe something, but you have no evidence, right?
所以 assumptions...很多时候 they're not true, 而且它是带着很多的 bias, 很多的偏见。所以我们通常说 don't assume, don't make assumptions. 你没有很多的 information, 你没有自己的 first-hand experience. It could be quite dangerous to just assume.
Exactly.
好，那现在呢，其实我觉得也是随着海外消费者对于中国通过社交媒体啊各方面的一些接触，其实他会更加的 they're more knowledgeable now， 然后呢中国的这些企业同时对于自己的产品，对于自己的 quality 创新都更加有信心，所以很多的中国品牌呢，他们都非常自信的告诉别人我们的根是中国。
Exactly. So these new companies are advertising their roots. So this is the word that we use in English to maybe talk about our traditions or maybe our history or our origins. So the roots of China is Chinese culture.
对，因为中文我们也说嘛，我们的根啊，你这个文化的根在哪里，对吧？然后一个人也有根，落叶归根 ，return to my roots 啊。然后我发现，当我们是这个 roots 这个词用在形容自己的 you know 根源的时候，通常我们都是用复数形式，不会说return to my root or Chinese root。
Yeah, it's really funny. Actually, the word is almost pretty much never used in the singular form here when we're talking about our origins. We see a lot in movies where they talk about roots, but not root. No.
Yeah, cultural roots. 接下来文章又更多的讲了一下霸王茶姬。我是发现这个 journalist 记者大概老喜欢喝霸王茶姬了，是吗？对，就文章最后还有一个很精彩的对于 bubble tea 的引用啊，然后就告诉一下海外的消费者，他说，比如说这个茶姬啊，从杯子的设计啊、logo 啊，包括它的名字，都是跟中国的这个 Chinese cultural roots 有关的。
The firm's name actually derives from Farewell, My Concubine, which was a very famous Chinese opera.
好，我们现在看 to derive from something. 它的意思就是从另外一个东西衍生出来，演变出来的，对吧？
Yeah, so where does it come from? Where does it originate from? Is it derive?
好， so the name derives from Farewell, My Concubine. 那就是霸王别姬啊。Farewell 就是再见，告别。
So this is actually kind of a formal word, which makes sense when you think about the title of the movie. Farewell is a very, very formal way to say goodbye. You wouldn't say this to your friend on the phone, you know.
口语里面你不从来不会跟一个人说 farewell. 以前可能会啊，古老的英语，但现在就是就会很奇怪啊。但是用在书写就是可以的。好，那接着呢，文章又说，那为什么现在中国的企业越来越有自信呢？就是因为他们很有竞争力，不管是从quality 质量还是价格。
Yeah, this is a really common expression when you're talking about companies competing against each other. They either have higher quality or a lower price. So we can say compete on quality or compete on price.
然后大家可以注意一下这个搭配啊。So to compete 是动词。那么你在什么方面来竞争呢？你后面要加一个介词，对吧？ To compete on quality as well as price. 好，那文章呢也又讲到了中国的电动车啊 ，Chinese EVs， 说到它物美价廉，它而且这个娱乐体系啊，真的是让人眼花缭乱。
Yeah, so all of your listeners will probably know that Chinese EVs offer dazzling entertainment systems as well as low prices. Dazzling means incredible, amazing, or even something visually beautiful.
A lot of the times it's used to describe new technologies, right? You have never seen it, and you're so dazzled by it.
Yeah, incredible, amazing, yeah.
那接着我们来看文章又说到了中国的这些产品啊，现在横扫全世界 sweeping the world, 是在各个领域的不管是 EV 啦，然后还有这些奇奇怪怪的但是很受欢迎的拉布布玩具啦，然后他们的这些崛起对于全世界的投资者来说也是一个大红利。
Investors, too, should welcome the sight of oddly mesmerizing dolls and the taste of red bean ice cream, right? So this word oddly, I think we know that odd means it's 奇怪, maybe something unusual, strange, right? So if it's something foreign, you can say, okay, maybe you can use the word oddly. Mesmerizing also means something is incredible or interesting or foreign, right?
Mesmerizing 它是一个非常好的而且是非常 positive 褒义的形容词，意思是这个东西让你很着迷，很 fascinating， 引人入胜，对吧？
Yeah, so something that is very beautiful so you can't take your eyes off it, right? Really interesting.
其实形容一个人都可以说 Wow, she's totally mesmerizing. 这个跟 dazzling 呢我觉得有点像，但这个比 dazzling 更加的含蓄，而且可能更加的那个更持久一点 ，mesmerizing。所以他讲到那个拉布布的道啊，你一开始读到这个哦 ，oddly 哦 odd， 你觉得他是不好吗？贬义吗？说拉布布很奇怪，但是通常这个副词加形容词的搭配，你要看他后面的那个词，他就定性了。 oddly mesmerizing. 其实更多的 emphasis 是在它，就是它很让人着迷，很 mesmerizing 这个点上。
Yeah. I think also the word oddly here is interesting because we talk about something being foreign, right? So to a Chinese people, it's not foreign, but to an American or European, it could be sort of strange to see something so different, right? So we add that word, a little bit unusual.
好，那接着呢，文章又说到今年四月啊，霸王茶姬是在纽交所上市了。
Yeah, so as you see here, ChatGPT went public in New York. This is a really common phrase, and it basically means that you now sell part of your company to the public, right? So IPO is an initial public offering, which means that you are selling parts of your company to investors.
上市的公司啊 the company went public to go public, 或者像 Michael 刚刚讲的 IPO 那几个字母就 stands for 首次公开发售 right? Initial public offering. 接着呢我们就来到今天文章的最后一节就说到了海外的这些企业这些公司该怎么样呢他们需要醒一醒了他们需要来闻闻茶几的茶香味。
Yeah, so it's a really funny expression here. Western firms will have to wake up and smell the bubble tea. There is a common expression, wake up and smell the coffee, which basically means like, hey, wake up and realize that the world has changed around you. So this is a kind of a Chinese version of that, wake up and smell the bubble tea.
So to wake up and smell the coffee 是英语里面一个现在已经建立的常用的说法啊，意思就是你要醒一醒了，你要自己努力要加油，对吧？所以我觉得经济学人啊他这个杂志他几乎每一篇文章里面都会有这么一两句是非常英式幽默 you know that dry English wit 很诙谐 witty 的这种说法这种表达那这边讲到因为今天既然是在讲 Chinese brands 而且讲到霸王茶姬啊这些很成功的还蜜雪这样 bubble tea brand so you know it derives from wake up and smell the coffee好，而且呢，很多西方品牌啊，海外品牌在中国消费者心中的这个优势，这个溢价也在流失。
Right, so within China, the premium that foreign brands command simply for being foreign is eroding. So let me just break this one down, for example. In the past, a lot of foreign brands would have a very, very high price in China just because they were foreign brands.That is called the premium price, right? So they had a higher price because they were foreign brands.
好，那 premium 意思就是溢价。比如说很多 luxury brands, 它可以收那个溢价，因为它给用户提供情绪价值，对吧？ Emotional, big emotional value. So they can command these higher prices. 那 command 在这里的意思就是它可以收取这个价格。So they can charge, they can ask.
So they can ask for a higher price because they were maybe from Italy or New York or something like that. But that is changing. We say that extra money, that higher price is eroding, is changing.
那 erode, erosion, 就以前上地理课常常你会遇到这个词泥土流失对吧
Exactly. So eroding here means that over time, you're slowly getting weaker, smaller, or less important. Just like a mountain that is being eroded by the wind.
好，那我们今天文章的最后，我觉得它的结尾也很精彩哦。它既说到了我们中国伟大的四大名著之一《西游记》，然后又把它联系到现在中国品牌的一个出海一个西征。
So this is a really clever expression by The Economist. It says, Chinese brands' westward journey, like the Monkey King, could bring lavish rewards. Now, westward journey is a reference to COG, as you said, so there's a little comment there. But also lavish means that something might be luxurious, right? So this is a great adjective to describe that something is luxurious or expensive or high quality.
所以这个又说到中国品牌的这个 westward journey 啊 ，going west 其实是 going global 啦，还有 the global south 呢，南方世界。那《西游记》它的这个英语译名是 journey to the west，但是呢 ，to the west 你可以 westward 就来表示向西的、朝西的啊，就 could bring lavish rewards 会带来非常非常奢华的，或者 lavish 还有一个意思就是。 plentiful, bountiful, 很多很多，对吧？很丰盛的回报 rewards.
Right. You gave a great example last time where you said lavish gifts, right? So if somebody's having a wedding, you're not going to give them a cheap gift. You're going to give them a lavish gift, right?
好，那我们今天的分享就到这儿。那这篇文章的原文呢，我们也会放在今天的相应推送里面，大家可以到我们的微信公众号，如果你有兴趣的话，可以查看哦。好，那不知道我们的听众Do you guys work for any of the brands mentioned today? 还是你也在一家公司，甚至是你自己的公司，自己的产品 You're also on this westward journey.
Do you guys work in any of these kind of companies that are expanding around the world? We'd really love to hear your input.
我也想问问 Michael, 今天所有我们讲到的这些品牌、哦、或者你自己啦，你常用的，你比较喜欢的中国品牌有哪些？
Although I haven't had a chance to try Chaji yet, I have shopped on Temu, so that's pretty good.
诶，你在 Temu 上面买什么？
I think I tried to buy some clothes there, but, you know, just see what it's like, yeah.
Oh, okay. 我先生最近还买了就家里的什么小插头啊，各种各样都是小东西。因为真的太便宜了，是这儿的大概十分之一 ，it's a tenth of the price， 而且买满20块加币还包邮，还特别快，一个礼拜就到加拿大了呀。
Oh, that's great!、no wonder these Chinese brands are sweeping the world. That's incredible. This is fantastic for the actual customers. It's fantastic for the companies, and it's wonderful for investors. You know, they're looking at some of these companies that are going public and saying, like, I want to get in now.
好，那今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
好，谢谢大家，下次再见。